Blake Sutton from Whole Hog Sports. I'm here with Scotty Bordelon to get his thoughts on the game. Arkansas is a winner over Ole Miss in front of another Saturday sellout crowd, 97-93 over the Rebels. We did this last week. First thing we talked about was Daniel Gafford. I think we have to do that again this week. He had huge block near the end of the game when Ole Miss was kind of starting to close the gap a little bit. Yeah. Really got the crowd into it. Kind of saved the game in a way, you know?
Yeah, you can almost count on like a big signature moment from him during these big games. I know Minnesota, he had a move where he caught the ball in the left short corner and then drove by a guy and threw down a huge dunk. And then he had the dunks against Tennessee and against Missouri. So you can almost kind of count on one of those signature moments from him. And wasn't always pretty. Yeah. But comes up with 9 rebounds again and had 3 steals. And he was kind of joking after the game that Jalen Barford went around the back. I think he picked up the loose ball, went around his back, and then finished a crazy layup at the rim. Daniel was actually the one that poked the ball away. And that's really impressive to me because he's 40 feet away from the basket, moving his feet, playing defense, got his hands in the right position. So that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, and it seems like he relishes the big stage. He seems to just really love it when the crowd goes nuts. I mean, how could you not? But he's kind of forget that he's a true freshman, you know.
Like
18 years old, and his confidence is improving. His confidence in the post-game press conference, he seemed a little more loose and kind of joking around with the media and stuff. Had some funny comments.
The whole team likes to do that. That's one of the things that I've kind of noticed just before I even started working here, just watching the post-game videos. This team's got a lot of personality. They're not afraid to.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll pick on Bob Holt a little bit about him not asking the first question. They do that. They do some of that sometimes, and then they'll just kind of. I mean, they'll let you know what they think, and you kind of see a lot of their personality come out after games.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because Macon keeps asking for Bob Holt not to get the first question, and today Macon wasn't in there, and Bob Holt did not get the first question. He didn't have a microphone, but I guess Macon didn't get to see that. I'm sure they told him in the locker room afterwards.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Jalen Barford a little bit. 23 points for him, led all Razorbacks in points. The great thing about Barford, the thing that really makes him jump off the page, is the way he's able to move his body when he's in the air to get those acrobatic layups, you know. But he hadn't really been doing that lately. He'd get an offensive foul or he just missed the layup, and it was like that's kind of his bread and butter, and it wasn't really working out for him. But today, he was finally getting those layups to fall.
Yeah.
What
was it that he said after the game? He's like, I tell everybody, like, that goal doesn't move. That goal doesn't move. So if there's somebody standing in the way, I'm going to try to find a way to get around him. And I don't know how he does it because he's so solidly built. He's kind of like a little semi, like, driving to the basket. He's a pretty big guy. And he's pretty nimble, I think. I don't know if that's the right
word. Body control.
Yeah, he's
really
got
good.
Great body control.
Yeah.
Can't remember too many times this season. That he's really been really out of control, and for most players, those acrobatic layups are just like that's a quick way to get sent to the bench. For Jalen, I mean, it's almost like secondhand to him. It's really a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, one of the guys that had been in a major funk lately was C.J. Jones. A couple of games where he didn't even record a stat at all. Today he kind of got his mojo back. He was. Hitting some threes, and you could tell the crowd was just really happy for him, you know, in a way.
Everybody's
just waiting for him to hit a three.
Yeah.
He finally did, had 11 points off the bench, so better than he's been doing lately.
That's the difference in the game
there. Yeah.
Like, he doesn't come out and hit a couple of those threes early. You don't know where Arkansas is. I mean, they may be still leading at halftime, but it might be a 2-3-4-point game.
Right.
I think on Wednesday he hit his first three in conference play since January 14th, 2017. Like,
yikes.
That's like basically a whole conference season and then 5 more games on top of that. So, but he's hit 5 threes in his last 2 games, I think. So, or 4 threes. He hit 3 shots today. He also had a nice little pull up against Ole Miss's zone. And one of the things I think that's really big for CJ is he's not hesitating. I think one of the things that was. I think he was thinking too much about his shot. He was wanting it.
He was overthinking it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Just what I was just doing just now. But, everything seems like it's coming more of in a flow for CJ. And Arkansas really, really needs a boost from him. And they got a lot – Daryl helped out with a lot of bench points today. I think he had 20 of their
20
bench
off
points,
the bench, yeah.
Yeah, you get 11 more from CJ, and then you get 6 big points from Orlando Cook. So
yeah.
I mean, you don't see that every game, so that's also another difference maker. So that was pretty important.
Speaking of big points, Darius Hall started the game again and had 11 points. 8 of those were on free throws. He was 8 of 8.
Yeah,
free throws, impressive. And had 1 3. With Arkansas struggling lately so badly with shooting free throws, it's nice that a true freshman can come in and kind of help out your average a little bit.
No kidding. And he's
they really improved their average
not
today.
Exactly the guy that you'd probably want at the free throw line eight or ten times, but today he was great. And Arkansas was, I think, dead last in the SEC in free throw shooting through 5 games.
Which was really kind of – sorry to interrupt you. It was really kind of baffling because guys that were – pretty good at shooting free throws last year weren't hitting them. Macon especially, he did well today down the stretch, but even with what, four and a half, 5 minutes left in the game, he was banging free throws off the back of the iron.
Yeah, Jalen was 3 out of 6 at one point. There's no question who wanted the ball late in the game. And he was doing everything he could to get his hands on it. He finished, I think, 11 of 12. So that obviously, your best free throw shooter getting to the line more than anybody else certainly helps. But Darius, that was pretty impressive. I mean, it can't be easy for an 18-year-old kid, to come in here, big SEC game at home. I mean, you're in front of 18,000 people. That's a big deal. So
did a good job.
Got to be a confidence boost. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely. No. One thing that was kind of strange, Dustin Thomas did not play in the game, and Mike Anderson said in the postgame press conference that he was not suspended. He just didn't play. He kind of brushed the question aside. He's like, other guys played and Dustin didn't. So it's kind of it's kind of weird. I mean, he's been starting a lot lately and getting quite a few minutes, but didn't play at all.
I think Bob asked him that question. So he just wanted to understand why he didn't get to play, because he's been in the starting lineup for a lot of games this season.
Oh yeah,
and Bob was curious as I guess a lot of people were as to why he didn't play. Mike was just saying it was a coach's decision.
Yeah,
he's not suspended. He just decided to run with some other guys. We also didn't see Gabe Osaboyan play either. And Mike
said he would
play today without a doubt. So. I think he just got better contributions from Adrio.
Yeah.
Even though a lot of the stuff that Adrio does won't show up in a stat sheet. You know, that sounds cliche, but that's kind of what Adrio does. He'll give you
the blue collar guy.
Yeah. He'll give you a couple of buckets, and I thought Daryl found him a couple of times when he and Daniel were in the pick and roll. Daryl hit Adrio in the short corner, and then Adrio kind of did a great job of playing hot potato and getting it to Daniel a couple
early
of times
in the game,
for baskets. So liked what I saw out of Adrio, and Orlando Cook stepped up today.
I think Cook had his best game of the season. Another one of those guys that's not going to light up the stat sheet, but does the nitty-gritty stuff and had 6 points. So pretty good game for him, relatively.
No doubt.
You got to give Ole Miss credit. I was getting flashbacks to the Tennessee game there at the end where it felt like Arkansas had a comfortable enough lead, and then Ole Miss couldn't miss. Oh, okay. Ole Miss couldn't miss. I didn't mean to say that, but they couldn't. It was they were hitting everything from 3 when they came down the floor, and just bang, bang. And they weren't – there wasn't ever a chance for Arkansas to get a defensive rebound because they were making everything.
Right. I saw somebody on my Twitter feed was saying – I think they tweeted at Hogstats and was like, can you get me some numbers on opponents' 3-point shooting in the last minute against Arkansas when Arkansas got a lead? Like, Tennessee came down and knocked down everything.
Yep. It was almost the exact same thing today.
Yeah. And Terrence Davis was phenomenal. He had a season out of 30 points. And it was kind of like the same deal that Kevon Allen was going through. I guess the last 3 weeks before he went off against Arkansas on Wednesday. But Davis was like shooting, I want to say like 23% from the floor in conference play.
Yeah,
and then today. 5 games, and then he decides to go for 30 on really efficient 10 out of 15 shooting,
and leads all scorers in the whole game. Yeah.
So I'm sure that's got to be pretty frustrating for Mike. And
yeah, why does that keep happening? Why do certain players keep having career games against Arkansas?
But credit him, they made a lot of shots, and a lot of those shots were I mean, Arkansas really couldn't do much about them. They contested about as well as you could have, and yeah, some of those shots they're tough. You got to credit Ole Miss for that, for sure.
And it's happened before in this building. I remember games in the past where Ole Miss comes in here and it's like they can't miss from three. It's like I don't know what it is. They have no problem shooting in Bud Walton, and I think I'm not sure what his record is now. I think Andy Kennedy is the only coach in the SEC that has a winning record in Bud Walton.
Yeah, I think Andy Kennedy probably has a little bit of a calming effect on those guys. Like, he'd probably tell you better than anybody what this place is like when it's rocking. And I remember, I think it was 2013 or 2014. I'm pretty sure Andy was still here, but mm-hmm. Arkansas.
Yeah.
I think one of the few times Ole Miss has really gotten run out of this place was when Arkansas made like 17 threes in a game.
Oh yeah,
like several years ago.
When everybody had a three.
Yeah.
I think Kiko and all those guys.
Yeah, but
that was the 120 to
it was like
75 game
or
something
like that. Andy's had some pretty good success in here, and I'm sure he can pass along some stories that to his guys that would just kind of calm them down.
Yeah.
And kind of let them know what to expect. So. Yeah, Andy Kennedy's been pretty good in this building, but Arkansas is just a little bit better today.
I was actually down in the corner, in the visitor's corner, just right next to Kennedy, and it was cool to be able to hear kind of the stuff that he was communicating to his team. I remember late in the game, after I think Ole Miss was shooting some free throws, Andy Kennedy's yelling at the ref, we're not going to foul right away. He's telling the ref that.
All right.
But I guess they didn't communicate that to his players, because they immediately fouled, and he just kind of had to throw his hands up. It's like, we weren't going to foul.
Yeah, I did see that up there. I think that happened down at the other end, like, late. The referees whistled for a foul immediately, and you see, like, three or four Ole Miss players, like, immediately turn their head and throw their hands up looking over at Andy Kennedy. Like, didn't exactly want to do that. But, I think I'd – what you're saying there.
Well, I mean, in a packed Bud Walton Arena, sold out Bud Walton Arena, communication can be difficult.
Oh, absolutely. So. Yeah. I could barely hear Bob Holt talking to me. He was sitting 6 inches away from me.
Yeah. All righty. Well, for Scotty Bordelon, I'm Blake Sutton. We're here at Bud Walton Arena, where Arkansas is a winner over Ole Miss 97-93. Thanks for watching.